I don't know if I like this at all. All
right, so now you're going to say, welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Well, first you're going to say, hi, it's Sonoma Adams, Dartmouth soccer commit. Do you have to write it down?
Hi, it's Sonoma Adams, Dartmouth soccer commit.
Hi, it's Sonoma Adams, Dartmouth soccer commit. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hi, it's Sonoma Adams, Dartmouth soccer commit. You're listening to the...
I do the intro. I'm better at this.
May. Hi, it's Sonoma Adams. Watch out.
I'll do it.
No, she's got to do it.
But let me be the intro.
Hi, this is Sonoma Adams. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
Hi, this is Sonoma Adams. You're listening to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast.
The Mike Kaplan 100 podcast has been brought to you by RefereeRant.com. This is our craft. This is our skill. This is our voice. We have something to say. Referee Rant was conceived by a lowly official, me, looking to make side money on the weekend. Not that he didn't take it serious. He never thought of it as a skill, a craft, right there for the taking to master. Flag football turned into softball, softball to lacrosse, then basketball. Football, soccer, baseball soon followed. We're on the field. We're on the court. You may ref better than us, but you can't write like us. You might write better than us, but you can't ref like us. Marrying art and officiating. Find us at RefereeRant.com. Fight!
Welcome to the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. I'm your host, Mike Kaplan, owner of East Fitness, Huntington High School girls varsity basketball coach, and pro performance specialist. I started this podcast to interview my athletes so they can share their stories and journeys about their respective sports they participate in and the journey in which they got to where they are. I had the pleasure of training many wonderful athletes, and we are simply providing a platform for them to share their perspectives and stories. This is the Mike Kaplan 100 podcast. Our guest today is Dartmouth soccer commit and high school state champion. Welcome, Sonoma Adams. How are we doing, Sonny?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being on. I'm very excited to have you on because you literally just won the state championship the other day, correct?
Correct.
How was that experience?
It's obviously pretty exciting, especially being the only ones on the island to be playing school ball, which is very fortunate for us. And all of our friends that are, like, not playing right now, they're like, oh, like, you're so lucky, or, like, they're jealous, because most of them honestly don't think that their seasons are going to happen. But everyone just has to keep a positive mindset, because it could happen.
Yeah, right. That's one of the hardest things. Would you say that was an issue for you guys, like, where maybe there was a case and you couldn't play, or where, you always just had to be ready because you never knew when you were going to play, if the game was going to be canceled? What was it like you actually playing in the pandemic where many schools weren't? What was that whole process like? Did you have to wear a mask? Was it different?
Yeah, it was actually super different. We had to wear masks or have them on us when we were playing. And then if you were on the sidelines, you had to keep one on the whole time. But back to the whole COVID situation with it, we did have this huge incident the day of our semifinal game. So a girl's parent tested positive, and it just she was exposed to it, and then all the, I don't really know what it's called, contact tracing. So we literally almost lost our whole starting lineup. Thank God the girl tested negative, so everyone was able to play in the final, but that's always what everyone was, watching out for. And then also that week, we had kids in school who tested positive, so then other girls were just not able to play because they had a quarantine because of contact tracing. So it was always, difficult in the aspect of COVID and, what could happen, but we're fortunate enough to be able to make it through the season without anything serious happening.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are super lucky that you got to play. Most kids couldn't play any sports or even practice in their schools, so the fact that you got to have a season and win the state championship, that's huge. And you won last year too, right? So it's your second?
Yeah, but third? We didn't have a state championship this year because we are the only ones on the island playing, but it was our fourth league championship win, and we have three state championship wins behind us and hoping to continue that next year.
Nice. So you'll have one more year left, and you'll keep the tradition going. I know how much time you put into the game of soccer and just playing and traveling basically the world in tournaments, being a junior in high school, committed to Dartmouth. When did you start playing soccer?
I started playing soccer when I was 2 years old for like a little town team when kids used to look at the field and pick up dandelions.
Yeah, I was going to say 2 years old. My son Thomas plays in that and they call it mini munchkins. It's interesting. What'd you guys do when you were two? Just kind of pick up grass and run around in circles?
Yeah, just having a ball at our feet, just like trying to get people to play or just like getting them introduced to sports. Like kids do it with dance, like everything. It was just like the start.
Right. So then from there, when did you really start playing competitive soccer, or when did it really become serious?
Probably when I was in like fourth, fifth grade, when I stopped playing lacrosse because I decided that I wanted to continue with soccer, and that's like what I was going to be hopefully going to school for.
And you played for ISA and then turned into SUSE, or you always started with SUSE?
I started with Kings Park, and then that team folded in like third grade. And then went to ISA, where my sister was at the time, and then SUSE with ISA.
Right, and then you played the SUSE, practicing, I guess, every day, all day. You're always training for soccer. What would be, like a normal day in your life during school, like at your busiest time with soccer? Just to give people an idea of, the commitment you put into the sport.
So my busiest time, actually, we just finished it. So I would be going to school, and then right after school, I would have school ball, depending on what time it was. Sometimes it was at 3, sometimes it was at 5. So right after school ball, I would try and just get something to eat, whether it was light if it was at 5 or, like, a little bit heavier, and then go straight to my club practices, which run from 8 to 9:30 over in Central Islip.
And then at 9:30, you being in Ivy League now, commit. Is that when you started your homework, or how did you fit schoolwork in? Because I know, you have very high grades. How did that work?
Yeah, so usually if I had time in between the two soccers, I would try and start some of my homework. And if I couldn't finish it all, I would start it or continue it after practice at 9:30.
Wow. I mean, I remember when I first met you, you told me that you wanted to play in the Ivy League, and now you're committed to Dartmouth. How hard is it, academically to, one, get into an Ivy League school, and then, two, play a sport there? I mean, just from, your experience through high school with school and soccer, what do you think it'll be like playing Ivy League soccer with the academics on top of it?
Definitely a lot harder, but I feel like the time that we're in now has allowed me personally to understand, time management and everything with that, which, speaking to some of the girls on the Dartmouth women's soccer team, they say that plays a big role, how you manage your time. But honestly, just being able to focus on school and soccer and being able to manage both of them with developing time management skills, I feel like that has helped me a lot.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, like you said, you do have an older sister, Sammy, who plays at Providence, who will be on the podcast soon, I promise. Do you think, having an older sister and kind of seeing what she's gone through too, you think that helps, the whole process of transitioning from high school to college, or even when you were younger, from middle school to high school, and now high school to, college in another year?
I feel like, yeah, it's given me a lot of perspective on different things, how other things are. But at the same time, I can't take my college experience as hers right now, because obviously the hope is that COVID is no longer really a thing that we have to worry about in 2 years, but
that's probably,
if it is, then I could take her experience and use it for my own. But I don't know, I feel like everything's so different right now.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's definitely, a totally different time. You just kind of have to be ready at all times. Do you remember when we first started? I mean, you worked in the facility that I train at. You trained here before me, but do you remember when you our first experience on the turf?
Yeah, so I think it was either last year or maybe the year before. Vic and Sam were you should come, it'll be fun. And I just remember picking up weights when we were doing the three different arm,
three-way shoulders.
Yeah, that I just literally wanted to die the whole entire time because it is so terrible, actually so terrible, and kills your shoulders.
That's funny. So, I mean, I was going to ask what your least favorite exercise would be. Would that be your least favorite?
That is my least favorite. I cannot pick up my arms the next day at all.
What do you enjoy doing? Is there anything you like doing when you come, or you just...
I like the sleds.
There you go. I mean, I would.
And squatting. Squatting. That's always fun.
Squats and sleds. A lot of people have said that they dislike the sleds because of the pain that it gives. But I do know a lot of kids do like the sleds. What do you think? Sleds definitely your favorite?
Yeah, probably. Or the jumping things with like the
plyometrics on the box.
Yeah, that.
There you go.
Maybe.
Or the hurdles.
No, it's like with the band that attaches.
Oh yeah, yeah. Some plyometrics with the resistance band.
Yeah. That's fun.
I would say my favorite thing for you would be the footwork because your feet are so fast when you do the ladder. It's impressive. A lot of the kids can't keep up with you.
Thank you.
When you were younger and you were playing, well, in your 2-year-old league and then your Kings Park Youth League, so then transforming into the Sousa, you know, high level elite teams, did you always have a goal of playing? I know I met you when I met you a few years ago, you told me you wanted to play soccer in the Ivy League. Was that always a dream when you were a younger kid, or did that just develop over time playing with higher level teams?
I feel like, obviously, when I'm younger, I barely even knew what college was, let alone like an Ivy League, but it was always a goal for me to go to a higher academic school just because, like, I don't know, I like it.
Yes, I mean,
I like the challenge.
Yeah, it's great.
And then I feel like it wasn't always my goal to go to an Ivy League, but obviously getting the opportunity to be able to go to one is insane and like amazing.
100%. Yeah, I mean, you're going to learn so much going there, playing there, and then you're basically set after that for the rest of your life.
Hopefully.
Yeah, as long as you keep your grades up and stay on course. Now that you are committed, though, and, you know, you've won, you know, so many games at St. Anthony's, do you feel like you have higher expectations for yourself? Like, do you have higher goals in the soccer sense and, you know, just higher goals in general now that you're going to Dartmouth?
Higher goals, I mean, I feel like they're probably the same, but, like, just more progress now. But soccer world, obviously, like, I want to continue, like, getting better. And, like, even though maybe I can't get much better, it's always, like, perfecting those little things or, like, doing everything I can to become better. And then in the classroom, just, like, staying on top of myself and, like, keeping my grades the way they are and everything like that. Like, I don't know, that's probably just, like, the goal until I get to college. And obviously once I get there, probably the same thing still, but.
Well, there you go. We'll start with winning one more championship next year. Hopefully all teams are playing. But for, you know, since you went through the whole process, you know, ups and downs, highs and lows, being injured, the whole grind of, you know, playing soccer and school, what advice would you give, you know, a younger boy or girl, you know, that just wants to play any sport really at the next level?
I would say, like, you guys might think that your grades in ninth grade don't really matter. Like, everything matters. All your grades add up, and they all matter throughout your high school career. And everyone's going to have bad days. Just make sure the next day is better than your last one.
There you go.
Like, don't put 2 bad days in a row. Just keep improving from where you are. And don't let anything get to you.
Yeah.
Mental toughness.
That's great. Play the next play. That's great. I mean, being an Ivy League, soon to be Ivy League star, I mean, I think that's great advice for younger kids. What about, you know, just the commitment you put into sports? You feel like, or soccer and you know, and studying so much, what sacrifices did you have to take? Do you feel like, not necessarily you missed out on things, but where other kids maybe were going out or hanging out or just kind of laying around in their house where you were running from one practice to another, to a trainer, to then doing your homework? You know, what sacrifices did you have to give up to be where you are now?
Obviously, like, you can't see your friends as much, and, like, some people that, like, affects, but having goals set in place and, like, things that you want to reach helps a lot. Like, my freshman year, I was like, oh, no, like, I'm not going out. Like, I'm going to miss my friends. I'm going to miss this. But, like, in the long run, like, everything that you go to with your friends will be the same exact thing. You will not miss out on anything. And everything that you're doing that's making you miss out on those things, it's like, it's better for you in life. Like, it'll make you go farther in life than the people that might be, oh, I'm not going to do that today because I just want to go see my friends. Like, if you want to go for that, go on that run because it'll help you this day because you'll be fitter than the next person. Don't second guess your options and honestly go with what you think is right.
That's awesome advice. You got me inspired right now to go for a run.
Thank you.
That's great advice. Hopefully you guys listen to what Sunny's saying. She put a lot of time into the sport of soccer. Still has one more year left, high school at St. Anthony's, and she'll get her fourth or the school's fifth championship in a row. So we're going to have some fun right now. I'm going to call it Keep It 100 with Mike Kaplan. It's going to be rapid fire. I'm just going to ask you two different things, and you just say which one you like better.
Okay.
You ready to roll?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Sleds or resistance bands?
Resistance bands.
Beach or snow?
Beach.
Hip-hop or country?
That's really hard. I can't answer it.
Hence the rapid fire. All right. Undetermined. Long distance or sprints?
Sprints.
TikTok or Instagram?
TikTok.
Squats or lunges?
Squats.
FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Spotify or Apple Music?
Apple Music.
Oh, look at that. Can't even get the questions out. AirPods or Beats?
AirPods.
What's your favorite late night snack?
Chips and guacamole.
Chips and guacamole. There you go. I like that. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. I hope you had fun. Any last words? Or?
Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Peace.
Peace.